Let's continue to love him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Could we continue to love him together right now? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, you are my everything. My all in all, everything that I am, every breath that I take, every move that I make, every moment I'm awake. Dear God, I resign myself to give myself to you completely, totally, 100%. Hallelujah. As you remain standing today, I believe that the word of the Lord would desire to speak to our hearts for the next few moments of time. God is moving in this house, continuing in the vein of the flow of the Spirit right now, understanding that the songs of worship have gone forth and that there is an awesome aura in the house of the Lord's presence to encourage those that would be struggling this time of year. It's been brought to my attention, and many have stated before. But again, I was reminded just the other day that this season, along about October, the Thanksgiving season, and into this season all the way to the New Year, is the highest crucial season for depression and suicidal attempts of the whole year put together. There are many men and women, regardless of creed, regardless of nationality, race, orientation, that are struggling, that are desiring, that are reaching out for someone to encourage them, to love them, to let them know that there is still someone who cares. And ladies and gentlemen, even amongst our brethren and sister, we must understand that the enemy has launched an immense attack to try to isolate and make one feel that they are of no use in this last day. And we must, as brothers and sisters, come together and diffuse this situation by encouraging like never before, reiterating what has been already gone forth this morning, the power and the promise of a risen Savior, a King who took it on himself to bring salvation's plan and the fulfillment thereof to this earth. Can I tell someone today, he's still alive and well, and he's still saving. Hallelujah. He's still amazing. Amen. 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 Reading, as you're turning to the book of Joshua, I want to read a verse of scripture there, the first chapter of Joshua, verse number 9. And while you're turning there, I want to say to Pastor Reasons and family, thank you again for allowing us to be here and to be a part of this great work that's going forth. I count Pastor Reasons and family as close friends. I appreciate all the prayers. I do desire your continued prayer. We're believing God for many things, and I know that God is faithful, and all is well. Amen. All is well. But today, this possibly being my last address to you for this year, I feel in my spirit that God has spoke to my heart to give a word in season. Reading from the book of Joshua, the first chapter, verse number 9, one verse of scripture, and I'll let you be seated. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Would you lay your Bibles, lift your hands together one more time. Heavenly Father, thank you for your written word. Thank you for thy holy presence that is in this place. Thank you, God, for every precious woman, man, boy, and girl that has come to this place today to seek thy face, to learn from thy truths. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And Lord, we ask for the next few moments of time, if you would just open our minds, anoint our minds, God, to be able to receive, God, what you would desire in this house. God, we desire, Lord, to attune ourselves, align ourselves, God, with what you desire. We're careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and all the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Clap your hands unto the Lord one more time as you're being seated in the house today. Amen, amen, amen. Couple of verses above, you will find in the sixth verse, Joshua admonishing and saying, be strong and of a good courage. And then you will find in verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. And the ending of that verse, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then verse number 8, you will find that he is referencing the law and understanding that nothing of the law is to be left undone, and that they are to meditate day and night and observing according to all that is written therein, that thou may prosper, be prosperous, and thy way be prosperous, and that thou shalt have a good success. Now, I want to make a tie quick in my address here and let you understand that God did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law through mercy and with grace. You will find that in the book of Matthew, actually, where that Jesus himself speaking, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. But you understand that the law was a type and shadow of a more perfect way that would come through the salvation and the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And he let them know that even in that day and that time, and I was listening in class this morning and thinking about my mind running, how that things begin to give confirmation and just always, God always sends confirmation of what he is his directive for the moment. And just listening to the miracle of Abraham and what the journey entailed and all of the process through all of these things, understanding that in our own right we are totally no match for the circumstances and the things that would come our way in life, and that there are certain things in life that it's only by God's grace, it's only by the mercy of God, it's only by the understanding of who God is that we can lay claim and lay hold on the promise. And I want you to understand that, and I want to reveal this story, which is probably a very well-used story in coherence with this, with Joshua and being strong, but understanding that Joshua had sent men out. Now, the city of Canaan, or the land of Canaan, if you please, was a promise that had already, as Pastor Reason said, already had been given. It just had not been received yet. Yet, in order to receive, action had to be taken. Many times in life, promises are made, but the recipient, lacking faith, never acts upon the promise. That's why in the New Testament, I don't have it in my notes, but remember the New Testament writer that said, let us fear lest we come short of a promise being left us. Why? Laying hold on the faith. What are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying that in order to receive, we must understand the power in faith and reaching out beyond our comfort zone. There was a story that was given here that was a reality. Many times when I'm studying the word of the Lord, I have to remind myself this is not just a storybook. It's not just a book that has a lot of stories, but it is in fact reality. Men and women actually lived these experiences just as you and I live and breathe today. And there was such an occasion when there was a lady that lived on the wall in the land of promise that was about to be taken by the children of Israel. The commandment had been given by Joshua to send spies to see what the circumstances were and what the opposition would be, and to, if you please, size up the matter to understand what was in process for the reception of the promise. These two men found themselves at the house or the home of this lady that was not by the statistics and society of that day viewed as a lady that was of reputable circumstances. She was a lady of the night. She was a person that many looked down upon because of the activity. And Rahab, being understanding that there was something different about these men, she let them know that her heart melted, and that people hearing the word that the Israelites were coming and the Hebrews were coming, their hearts was melting within them, and they heard of the victories and how that God was with them, and even news was noised abroad, and the king began to send out men to try to find these two spies whom she hid and on her rooftop, and because of her act of kindness and favor toward these men, God showed favor to her and allowed her to understand and make a covenant with these men that her life, not only her life, but the life of everyone that was in her home at the time of deliverance would be spared if there was a thread in the window, the very rope that they were let down by, that they were escaped by, was to be put in that window and there remain as a sign, as a contract or a binding seal that the delivering power, when it came, was going to spare her and the lives of those that were within. Can I tell someone that I want to give a thread of hope to you today that God is about to bring deliverance to mankind. There is deliverance on the horizon for the city. And those who have the thread hanging in the window are going to be delivered. You say, well, preacher, I don't like comparisons like these. Can I tell you, I don't compare anyone to this lady, but I'm simply bringing the illustration to light and to bear that it does not matter. God chooses the lowest estate of man to bring forth his greatest victory. It does not matter where you rank on the sin barometer, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God for the blessed gift of Calvary, that he bled and died, and the scarlet thread was put in the window for anyone whomsoever will. Let him come, let him drink of the water
of life freely. You have a thread of hope. You have a hope that surpasses the circumstances, the trials, the test, the hurt that you have been through. Hallelujah. So here we see that Joshua is telling these people, the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I have come to recognize the fact sometimes whithersoever we go is not always a fun journey. It's not always a vacation. It's not always the most desired route. Having said that, I will say this. Even Jesus looked at his disciples one day and he said, I must needs go through Samaria. Not the path well taken. Not the path that everyone was jumping on board to follow. But a path that was known that there was thieves on that path. There was fear on that path. There was destruction on that path. But Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. Why? Because I need to meet somebody on the other side of the path that needs me. But on the journey, I'm going to show you I'm greater than the fear. I'm greater than the destruction. I'm greater than the destroyer. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we go down the path to Samaria because God is leading us to show himself greater than the dilemma that you and I are going through, to present a thread of hope in the darkened times of our lives. However, to surmise this phase, we must understand that there is a written word. There is a spoken word. There is an obedience to the word, that we can be in obedience to the word and our way be prosperous. It does not make any difference what the enemy launches, what the enemy says, what the circumstance unfolds, if we allow God to illuminate the word of God in our lives, we can be made prosperous in the way, regardless of the road we're on. Come on, somebody. Amen. I've come to encourage someone that would say, preacher, you don't understand where I've been. You don't understand what life has dealt to me. You don't understand the hurt, the shame, the anguish, the pain, the bitterness, the distrust, the letdown, the shattered dreams, the brokenness that I've been through. You don't understand. I've come to tell you that there is a mender of dreams in the house. There is a healer of sickness in the house. There is a deliverer from all sin that is in the house, that is speaking right now a thread of hope to your situation. We must understand. Though the journey may be long, though trials come, there is a covenant that God has given that will not diminish, that he will not back up from. God will not, just as assuredly as he spoke to Abraham, and he, as it was brought out by Pastor earlier today in the lesson, Sarah, though she was barren and had given up seemingly all hope of ever having a child of her own from her own bosom, what seemingly was impossible, God said, I'm going to do it. In spite of your hiccups, your hang-ups, the temporary disconnects. I appreciate Pastor Reason. See, sometimes we need to be real. We need to understand that just because we put a suit of clothes on and grab the mic and come to a church does not mean we're angelic. We're still human. And honey, we're going to bleed from time to time. We're going to go through discouragement. We're going to go through situation in sun-dry places. But thanks be unto God for the refreshing and the promise of the thread at Calvary, the crimson stream of blood that flows, that we can refresh and understand that it's through His power. It's through His... It's through His mercy. It's through His grace. It's by the act that He accomplished on Calvary that we can have the continued faith and promise of eternity in peace with God. Understanding the thread of hope. No doubt in my mind, there was no doubt days that passed between the time of promise and the time of deliverance with Rahab. And that thread hanging in the window possibly drew some questions for those that would come by and see it. Notice that they admonished her to tell no one. But at the time appointed, her family and those that were in the house would be spared. So, understanding the setup here, she did not probably go out and announce it abroad because of the oath. But I guarantee you there was an understanding amongst the family that come in to her home. At certain time appointed, you better be here. Because how else could they have been there had they not known the approximate time? I'm going somewhere with this. The approximate time of deliverance. Can I tell somebody, we do not know the day or the hour of His coming. But ladies and gentlemen, we are entering into the season of His return. We are entering in to the hour of deliverance. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we know the season. The church of the living God has been given things in the Word of God that will in fact give us a clear view of what God's plan is for the world. Yes, we are looking at situations on every side like never before, but never before has technology met with circumstance and circumstance met with ideology, and all of these things coupled together bringing about the prophetic fulfillment in the magnitude of fulfillment as it is right now. Well, we've heard that. Beware of that mindset and attitude. There is a scripture in the Word of God where that they stated those things. In fact, they said things have continued on since our fathers fell asleep. But they knew not the hour of their visitation. That's a message in itself I don't have time to allude to, but can I tell somebody just a nugget? We have got to be aware and conscious of the hour of our visitation if we are in fact to receive total salvation. Amen. 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 Jesus, let them know I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead. Now that's hard for us to conceive and perceive in our minds because of the fact that we are temporal in our bodies, in our human understanding. But the thing about it is the comfort of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ through the writers and through the men of old, even into the New Testament, when he said, comfort one another with this world, with these words. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Can I tell somebody? we're about to have a transition from temporal beings to eternal beings, from mortality to immortality. Amen. Immortal understanding is this: time has no bearing. A life without end. We can't comprehend those things because we are living daily with challenges that deflect or actually accentuate the understanding that we're dying in this state that we're in. I get up and things don't work like it used to. At 42, at 21 years of age, at 42 years of age, I'm experiencing things that I didn't experience at 19, 18, 17. And some of you precious elders among us, you can tell me some lessons of things and situations and physical and emotional things that's going on. It's all attesting to the fact that we are in a temporal state at this moment. But the Bible said to comfort one another with these words. Well, let me give somebody a thread of hope through some comfort today. You're not always going to be the way you are right now. There's a change coming. I'm not always, Brother Reasons, I'm not always going to have to worry about turning wrong and throwing my back out. I'm not going to have to worry about kicking the wrong way or pulling and tugging on the wrong thing and not being able to take care of whatever I feel like I need to take care of. One of these days in the soon future, I'm going to be able to shout like I want to. I'm going to be able to run like I want to. I'm going to be able to do whatever and not worry about pain, not worry about headache, heartache, or heartbreak, because I've got a thread of hope and it's hanging in the window. Hey, I see a crimson stream of blood that flows from Calvary. I've watched all hold to the hem of his garment, and his thread of hope in my life will take me all the way home. Come on, let's love him together right now. Let's love him together right now. Come on, let's stand to our feet all over the house right now. Begin to love him. Begin to love him. Begin to love him. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Oh, he's the comfort. Oh, he is promised. Oh, there's a thread of hope that you can hang on to, that you can know that of a surety, he's not a babe in the manger, but he's God Almighty, and he's coming back for you and I. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, right now, continue to begin to just enter into just the last few moments here with the King of Kings. This is your time with the King right now. The promise has been issued to whomsoever will. We won't have to worry about all of the troubles and the struggles and the family crisis and did I buy the right gift and did they like the food and all of the hang-ups of this life. But can I tell you, even in this moment, even in this season, God has given a thread of hope to bring peace, to bring tranquility, to bring unification and harmony into your family, into your home. Peace on earth, goodwill. toward me in. As you stand here in this room right now, heads bowed, eyes closed, think with me for just a moment. God loves you more than you can even think, more than you can even know. The enemy tries to beat you up and tell you you're no good. He tries to point out all of the infractions and all of the struggles and all of the times you didn't get it right. You didn't say it right. And all the while, the Heavenly Father is looking down with eyes of love, reaching with hands extended of mercy. And in His hands is grace, simply saying, come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't forget about the thread hanging in the window. Sir, ma'am, hear me. God loves you today. And it's God's desire that you understand. It's not what you can do for Him that causes His love to be alive in you. It's what you are willing to allow Him to do for you and simply believing and trusting Him. Can I tell you, as a son or as a daughter is born in a home, many years are spent with the family unit and the father of that home and the mother of that home. There is a total dependence for food and shelter, raiment and education and understanding that must be imparted long before that son or that daughter can exist on their own. Many times there is times of struggle. There's times that there will be knees skint and times of falling and times of crying out. In none of those times does that good father or that good mother cease to be the mother or the father of that son or that daughter. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying if you've fallen and you scuffed your knees today, you've got a Heavenly Father that's not expelled you out of His family. But He's reaching with outstretched arms. And He wants to remind you of an unconditional love that before you were ever born, He died on Calvary for the saving of yours and my soul. Can I tell you today, that is a promise. That is a thread of hope that you can bank on. That is something that you will not have ever occasion to say, it's over, my season is done. But God will follow you and give you every chance and every opportunity to be at peace and have eternal life. And ladies and gentlemen, today, just as sure as Abraham received his promise in Isaac, God is speaking to your heart today, right now, where you're at, where you're standing, where you're sitting. I'm the healer. I am the way maker. I am the mender of the heart. I am the lifter up of thine head. Come unto me. Allow me to become that thread of hope in your life, to bring forth victory in your life. Is there anybody with reaching up with your hands right now would confirm, God, I want you to be Lord in my life. Lord in my home, Lord in my family. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your response to the Lord right now. Reach up, reach up, reach up, reach up. Latch hold upon that thread of hope right now, understanding that God has made a way and our deliverance is assured. Our deliverance is assured with all certainty that God is faithful, that promised. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray right now and I speak blessing upon every home, upon every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl in this place. face. Even in these last few moments, God, I believe you, Lord, right now, for a blessing upon every family member's represented. God, in the name of Jesus, financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding descend upon every precious individual in this house. May it extend into the home. May it extend to comfort and to bring forth peace in this time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as we love the Lord together right now. Come on, let's love him together right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Reasons is coming. Come on, let's continue to love the Lord right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I see the thread of hope launched in the window. Do not forget it.
Duke, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's sing this little chorus together. I feel like going on. It's that simple. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. Mom, what key am I in? She don't know. That's not the right one. But how many feel like going on today? Feel like going on. Feel like journeying on. Praise God. Let's thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lord, I thank you for strength. I thank you for strength. I thank you for strength. I thank you for the thread of hope. I thank you for the man of God that you have sent into our midst today to reaffirm and confirm the word, God, that you've already given to us. To hold on, deliverance is coming. To continue to trust you, to continue to believe the word of God, to believe the promises of God. Lord, I thank you that you have directly called out and spoken to a spirit of fear that's tried to resurrect in this place today. And you have said, no, no fear. The peace of God will keep our hearts and keep our minds. Grant us peace and grant us strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We speak to that today, dear God, in a confirming amen. We believe you, dear Lord, that your word that you have spoken that has gone forth out of your mouth will not return void, but it will accomplish that whereunto it was sent. And so, Lord, in closing today, we lift our hands and we accept and receive the word of God. We receive the promises of God. We mix it with faith today. Believing you, Lord, that this is our time and that this is our hour of deliverance. Hallelujah. We're holding on to the promises of God. We're trusting in you today, even when we don't see it yet. Hallelujah, God. We respond to the hearing of the sound today and know that it is so. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, can we thank him? Can we love him? God, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you from the depths of my heart. I worship you, God. You are in control. You are in charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender my way to you and to the edicts of your word today. Believe you, Lord, that the promises of the Lord are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Duke, wherever he's at. Thank you for ministering the word of the Lord to us today. Glory to God. Brother Leonard Waldron, would you pray for us today? Ask the Lord to go with us. Care for us.